When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. They were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. That's actually a gentle way to phrase it, harassed and helpless. In the Greek, the word for harassed is skoulo. It means to be whipped, to be flayed, to be skinned. So yeah, I guess you could say harassed. And helpless in the Greek is hrypto, which means to literally be thrown down, to be cast down, to be downtrodden, to be crushed helplessly. So yeah, you could say helpless. But that's how Matthew describes the crowds that Jesus sees. They weren't just sore. They weren't just slightly bruised. They weren't kind of lost or somewhat hurting. They were completely and utterly beaten up and thrown down. That's how Matthew describes them. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were beaten up and thrown down like sheep without a shepherd. We find out by who? These evil spirits, these unclean spirits, demonic forces, powers beyond their control, spiritual forces of evil at every turn, which is why Jesus sends out his apostles to cast out the demons and the unclean spirits. They were beaten up and thrown down by diseases and affliction. Only one out of every five or so would make it to the age of 30 in his day. Which is why Jesus sends out his apostles with authority to heal every disease and every affliction. And they were also beaten up and thrown down by their own shepherds. They were like sheep without a shepherd. The religious elite. There's no compassion for the sheep. No nurturing taking place. They were laying down the law of God on them heavy, without even lifting a finger, always pointing them to the law of God that you must be perfect, you must be holy, you have to do all these things and all these other man-made things that we've created, but the shepherds themselves wouldn't even lift a finger to help the sheep. These sheep, Jesus looks out at the crowds and he sees them harassed and helpless, beaten up and thrown down in a ditch with nobody to help them, nobody to lead them, nobody to have compassion on them. You look out over others and you see the same. Maybe it's crowds of people. You see people who are beaten up and thrown down. You see this when driving through certain cities in our land. Or you see it in an individual. We call them sinners. The poor, the destitute, the one always looking for a handout. I wonder how you see them when you see these people. Do you see them as people who just need to get their act together? Or do you see them as helplessly tossed, beaten up and thrown down? Because I'd be willing to bet that if you see these people as ones who just need to get their act together, just come on. It's probably a little bit harder to be compassionate. In fact, you probably find yourself more angry with them than compassionate. And you ask yourselves when you see those people with that mindset, you think, well, what can they do to help themselves? I mean, come on. But if you see these people as helplessly tossed, beaten up and thrown down by others, it's probably a little bit easier to have compassion. And rather than asking what can they do to help themselves, you're more inclined to ask, what can I do to help them? But we struggle with this. Because after all, we're sinners too. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and we struggle when we see people who have been beaten up and thrown down because we constantly judge them just like that. We see the ditch that they're in and we fall short of taking a second look and seeing the path that led them there. We need to stop, consider how the sheep of our land have ended up in a ditch. For a majority of them, it's their parents. In particular, their fathers. In 1960, which is a majority of your generation, 87% of children in our country grew up with both a mother and a father. And every year since then, that number has steadily declined. Last year, only 64% of children grew up with a mother and father in the home. And that number is even worse for African-American children. Only 34% of African-American children have both parents in their house. In fact, a majority of them grow up in a home with only their mom or no parent at all. One out of every three children in our country don't live with their parents. And two out of every three African-American children don't live with their parents. And we know that when a child does not have their father and mother, things don't go well for them. They're 20 times more likely to end up in prison, 32 times more likely to end up homeless, 9 times more likely to be a high school dropout, 17 times more likely to face teenage pregnancy, and repeat the cycle again. And these children who were deserted by their father or their mother did nothing to deserve that. It was a power outside of their control. They didn't choose that path. It was done to them. And yet, we see these children and we're tempted to shake our heads at them and act like they put themselves there. But when Christ sees these children, he had compassion for them, because they were beaten up and thrown down like sheep without a shepherd. Surely you know what this feels like. Life that's beaten up and thrown down by powers outside your control. I mean, after all, none of us are 100% in control, even 50% in control, even 1% in control of our lives. Perhaps life is there right now, a little feeling thrown down in a pit, beaten up by society or family. And you know what it's like to be badly bruised and burned by others. You know what it's like to be whipped and flayed and skinned or thrown down by others, by forces outside your control. And these things happen and your life ends up in a ditch and you have no idea how you ended up there. And it's not very helpful when people come along and they pass by and they wag their finger at you and they shake their head in disgust with judgment. They don't even lift a finger to help you. You feel like people are constantly looking at you. You say, man, if you just got it together, if you just helped yourself. Well, know this. Our Lord looks at you and he has compassion. His heart goes out for you. And it's not just emotion. It's emotion coupled with effective action. He actually does something about it. He sends out his apostles with his word, with his authority, so that those who are being cast down and thrown down by evil forces, he actually, the text tells us, he casts out his apostles. He sends them out. He throws out his apostles with his authority to cast out the evil forces over his people. And those beaten down by diseases, he casts out his apostles with his authority to heal every affliction and every disease. And those without a shepherd or a father, Christ sends forth his word, himself, his authority with his disciples to shepherd his people. So the disciples go, not with their authority, but with Christ's authority. They go not with their word, but his word. They go not with their compassion, but his compassion to shepherd the people. Why? Because Jesus has compassion on the hurting and the weak and the poor, the widowed, the orphaned, the fatherless and motherless. True compassion is found in Jesus. He embodied it perfectly. He lived it. He died to show it. And he was raised to prove it. God shows his love for us, his compassion for us in this, that while we were still sinners, that's when Christ died for you. So all who have been beaten up and thrown down by others, know that you have one who looks upon you, no matter the reason why you're in the ditch. No, precisely because of why you're in the ditch, and yet he still has compassion for you. And know this, he has authority over all things, authority over everything that assails you. And he sends forth his apostles. He acts. Thanks be to God that he didn't see us in the ditch and ask himself, I wonder how they can help themselves. Instead, he sees us and he asked, how can I help them? How can I use all the authority that I have for their good? How can I show them what true compassion is? And he acted. He sends forth his apostles and he sends himself to the cross, where he was whipped and flayed, crushed, beaten up and thrown down, so that he could show you what his compassion is. One that has no limits, no boundaries, and it was all without a price, all without pay, all a gift, all by grace. Amen.